Welcome back. We have a leadership change at Auburn University, a record-breaking traveler from Tuscaloosa, and what the weather's looking like this week. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Well, Auburn is out a president. The school announced this past Friday that Stephen Leith has handed in his resignation. So apparently they mutually decided the leadership would be taken in a different direction. So the big old university president's chair isn't even cooled off yet, but the executive committee of Auburn's Board of Trustees have a recommendation as an interim replacement, reports AL.com's William Thornton. Over the weekend, the committee voted to officially accept Leith's resignation and recommend former president Jay Goeg as interim president. The full Board of Trustees will consider that recommendation during a special meeting July 8th. Goeg previously served as Auburn's university president for 10 years until 2016. The Guinness World Records have confirmed that 24-year-old Tuscaloosa native Taylor DeMonbrun is the youngest person to ever visit every country in the world, and the person to visit every country in the shortest period of time, reports the Associated Press. Now, that excludes North Korea for obvious reasons. Now, over 1 year and 189 days, Taylor set foot in 196 countries. That's just over a country every 3 days. The last one was Canada on December 7th. Now, most of us won't even approach that kind of worldwide travel in our lifetimes, although I did gas up in Wetumpka over the weekend. But Taylor says she graduated from Vanderbilt and, having both traveled abroad and worked a New York internship with a global investment firm, well, she wanted to travel more. So she did. From the Dominican Republic in June 2017 to Toronto, Canada in December, the AP quoted Taylor, "It was a huge sense of relief. I put so much time and effort and energy into this, so it was just a great feeling to be done." Well, AL.com weather reporter Lee Morgan has joined us again to look at the week coming up in Alabama weather. Howdy, Lee.
Hey, Ike.
What's it going to be doing outside this week?
Well, it looks like today we have a chance of some severe thunderstorms if you're in north and central Alabama. And then we've got, you know, your summertime rain and thunderstorms every afternoon. And unfortunately, the weekend might be a little wet as well.
Is there any sign of getting out of this sort of cycle of storms? I mean, we certainly like getting rain to break up the heat every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's been kind of unusual to have organized severe weather chances, which we've had over the past weekend. But that looks like there will be another one on Monday, today. But it looks like the rest of the week, they're not forecasting any widespread severe weather. Now, it's the summertime. You get summertime popcorn, they used to call them, rain and storms that pop up. And some of those can be severe sometimes. After today, it looks like things hopefully will calm down a little bit.
Thanks for coming on, Lee. And thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come by and see us anytime you want to on the internet at al.com.